Hello folks, good to have you joining with us today. We're just down at a lovely farm here in the middle of the hills in County Down, and it's lambing season. And I've got this lovely wee lamb sitting on my knee here. I think she's a bit nervous, or he's a bit nervous. But you know, the Bible has a whole lot to say about lambs, right from the book of Genesis, right through to the book of Revelation, and all the way in between, there are many, many references to the lamb in scripture. And maybe one of the most well-known is in John chapter 1 and verse 29. John the Baptist has been baptizing people in the River Jordan, and the Lord Jesus Christ comes down to the side of the river to be baptized himself. And John says those great words, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." That's one of the Lord's great titles in scripture. He's the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. And why did John the Baptist refer to the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, as the Lamb? Well, it takes us right back to the Old Testament, and probably most exclusively to the book of Exodus and chapter 12, where mention is made there of the Passover lamb. Whenever the children of Israel were in captivity in Egypt, in slavery, the Lord delivered them through the blood of the lamb, and they called it the Passover lamb. And on the night of the Passover, the Lord said to Moses, "Take a lamb of the first year out of the flock." The lamb had to be without spot and without blemish. It had to be spotless, it had to be sinless, it had to be pure, and it had to be innocent. And that lamb was taken, it was selected, its blood was shed, the blood was applied and sprinkled to the doorpost and lintels of the home, and the lamb became a substitute. And God said, "When I see the blood, I will pass over you." And so as the blood of the lamb was applied, it showed to the Lord himself that the innocent had been slain in place of the guilty. And whenever the Israelite people had the mark of the blood upon their homes, it showed that death had been there already. God is just, and the death angel passed by. And the Son of God fulfilled that lovely type. The Bible says that Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. And maybe today you know the gospel back to front. You know it so well, you could preach it to others. You know that Christ is the Lamb. You know that he's spotless, he's sinless. You know that he died in our place and he shed his precious blood. But the great challenge today is, has the blood been applied? Have you trusted Christ as your personal Savior? There's a lovely old hymn, and it says, "O mourner in Zion, how blessed art thou, for Jesus is waiting to comfort thee now. Fear not to rely on the word of thy God, step out on the promise, get under the blood." Trust today that you know Christ as your Savior, and if you don't, that you'll behold him. Look to him by faith. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world, and look to the cross and put your faith and trust today in the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. And God says, "When I see the blood, I will pass over you." Join us again next time, folks. Thanks for tuning in today, and we'll see you again soon.